On the campus of Ramapo College, the real world can seem a million miles away. Even though graduation time is coming for many, students are used to a life of classes, homework, and the occasional party.
But here on the streets of New York, new college grads are experiencing a whole different kind of life. Their classes have given way to internships, which have given way to jobs, which has given way to life in the big city.
It's really important to live in at least close proximity. You don't want to have to drive an hour, park in a lot, and walk here, which is what a lot of people do.
That was Blair Schiffman, a recent college graduate who, like many others, has moved to New York in order to pursue her job goals and currently works as a production assistant at MSNBC. If you're looking for a job, she recommends using the internet to check for open positions through the company's homepage. She also stresses the value of one word that college seniors hear a lot, networking.
You have relationships with people that really help you get things done, especially in internships, because you really have to go outside of the box and be really aggressive.
In fact, most new employees will tell you that the contacts made during an internship will be your most important asset. However, Laura Kim, another recent college grad and current video producer, takes exception to the traditional concept of networking.
I kind of bristle at the idea of it's important to network. It really is.
Yeah, but I know what you're saying. It makes it seem like you're using the people around you, and it's not like that.
It's not like that. I'm saying, like, build your relationships with your team, mm-hmm. I think, and then have it be genuine, you know?
There's one piece of advice that pretty much every young professional can agree on. You've got to make your presence known.
It's just also really important to have your own thing that makes you special to a group or a team.
Mm-hmm.
The person who doesn't say anything during their internship won't be remembered, and the person who doesn't say anything after probably won't be hired.
In other words, pursue your goals aggressively and leave a good impression on everyone you work with. This has been Christian Larson for WRPR News.
Make it there.